back, everybody, to the Crazy Agent Podcast, talking about the art of networking. And in this episode, we're going to dive in on being patient. Too often, I'll hear people come back to me in feedback and say, hey, I went to this networking event. It didn't work out. You know, I'm not going to do that again. And I'll say, whoa, what do you mean it didn't work out? Well, I only talked to like three people. And I'd say, well, what was the follow-up? You know, tell me about those people. Tell me about those individual conversations. Oh, well, you know, they weren't, you know, they weren't really after the same niche as me. You know, I'm looking to talk to business owners. They don't really talk to business owners. I was like, well, tell me about them, right? Oh, well, one's a mortgage lender. One's a realtor. The other person was, you know, a yoga instructor that, you know, does it from the house. I'd say, oh, cool. So did you, when it was opportunity for you to tell them who you look for, did they have anyone in their network? Oh, no, I didn't tell them. You know, once they told me what they did, I didn't bother. You know, I just went to go talk to somebody else because they're not going to be of good use. Okay. So you missed out on an opportunity because you spent probably 15, 20 minutes talking to that one person. And because they don't target your market, you just wrote them off that they don't know anybody that runs a business. What do you think? Do you think they know people that run businesses? Well, maybe. But we'll never know because you didn't ask. So you need to be patient in that conversation. The next one that I commonly hear is, oh, I went to this event, it didn't work out, so I'm not going to go to that one anymore. Okay, so you're judging that one organization based on one event. Probably not the best choice, right? Because when it comes to after hours, you might be missing anybody that's got kids that are doing sports or that's doing any extracurricular activities. Oh, good point. If you go to a morning one, you might be missing anybody that's got child duties to be able to do drop-off. Oh, good point. If you miss anybody over the noon hour, you might be missing anybody that's running a business that, you know, there's fires to put out. Oh, good point. Okay, so don't judge an event just by one, but don't judge an organization, excuse me, by one event. You want to go to a few. You want to be able to get a feel. You try to go to different things. Maybe it is speed networking one time, and maybe another time it is, you know, kind of an after hours, and maybe another time it's over the lunch hour. And that way you're getting a different event, you're getting a different audience, and you can start checking in. Now, I did join one chamber of commerce up in Wisconsin one time. Now, I didn't join, excuse me. I went to a couple events, and it was a lot of people that were in the network marketing business. Mary Kay, Primerica, I think there was an Edward Jones, not direct selling. And so for me, and probably a mortgage lender and a realtor, right? So it wasn't the right niche. I was looking to partner with people that were aimed at physicians. So that was a good indicator for me, not the right niche, not the right chamber to join. And maybe there's a different one that I could join. And at the same time, don't neglect any other marketing efforts that you're doing when it comes to networking. Remember, this is going out and meeting strangers, turning those strangers into business relationships, building those business relationships either to referral partnerships, referral alliances, strategic alliances, or clients. But ultimately, the goal of networking is to be able to build those business relationships of trust for them to know who you are, what you do, how you do it, why you do it, and vice versa, you know how you can be of value to them in your network. So as you think about this, being patient, it's going to be being patient with the organization, being patient in the conversation. It's being able to see things in a little bit more of a long view in order for you to build those relationships of trust. Enjoy yourselves out there. Sherms out.